This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty that never stops, never quits. You just can't believe it. I mean, you just can't. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. This was truly a manic Monday for the Supreme Court. A lot of things happened. A lot of things didn't happen. And I have a basic rudimentary layman's understanding of things, but sometimes I look for some specialization. Enter the fellas from Arbalest Quarrel joining me again. Our Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli. Let's talk a little Supreme Court, guys. How are you?
Great. Thank you, Bill.
So, what are your thoughts on what we got today? Good on one hand, bad on the other hand. Let's go at it.
Yeah, well, there's three things to discuss, Bill. One of them that you alluded to would be the Supreme Court decision in the case Trump versus International Refugee Assistance Project and Trump versus Hawaii. This, of course, both of those cases have to do with the president's order to protect the citizens of this great nation. And, of course, you had the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California, and you had a district court in Hawaii that decided that, in their defined judgment, they believe that the president's concerns for the United States citizens was probably overrated. Well, the Supreme Court disagreed, and really no surprise. Now, the funny thing about this is that if you look at MSNBC or NBC or ABC or CNN, they'll try to put a good spin on this, and they get attorneys that say, oh, well, this decision by the Supreme Court overturning a temporary restraining order of a Hawaii, the District Court of Hawaii, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California, is no big deal because this whole matter is going to be moot by the time that the court reopens in its next session in October. But that's not the case at all. This was a major decision, and what makes it even more important was the fact that every single justice, liberal wing as well as the conservative wing, agreed on the decision, which really was a real kick in the behind to the Ninth Circuit and to the District Court of Hawaii. So what did the president wish to do? There were three things, and three things that the court looked at. One, a global review to determine if foreign governments have provided adequate information on those individuals who seek to come to this country. And by the way, there is no time limit on that. that could go on indefinitely. The second thing has to do with a time limit of 90 days. And this is the thing that basically the peg to hang a hat on that the liberal attorneys and the news stations attempt to grasp. The idea that individuals coming from six nations, basically Libya, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and if there was one more, if I didn't mention it, in any event, in those particular countries, there is a 90-day blanket wait. No one can come into the country before that 90-day period has expired. And the third requirement was the fact that there would be a 120-day suspension on decisions on all applications for refugee status, basically for the government to determine that the individuals coming to this country constitute no threat. Well, why did the Ninth Circuit and why did the District Court of Hawaii decide to put into place a temporary restraining order preventing the government, preventing the president from protecting the country? Basically, what they did was place the interests of individuals who are not even citizens of this country ahead of those of our own citizens. And that's a peculiar thing, because when we look probably in the next quarter of this hour, the session, we find that basically liberals love to extend the rights of people who are not even citizens of this country and deny rights to those who are citizens. Very, very peculiar. In any event, the Supreme Court basically put a stay on those preliminary injunctions. And they said, absolutely, this country, this president has a duty and his right to protect the citizens of this country. And that duty and that responsibility basically cut across any other assumed rights that the Ninth Circuit would attempt to perceive on those that are coming into this country. The Establishment Clause does not apply to them. The right of free speech does not apply to them. The right of free of association does not apply to them. The right to keep and bear arms does not apply to them. And again, every justice agreed with this decision. So it's very clear that when the court does meet again to decide this, it may very well decide on the merits that president has absolute authority to keep any individuals who he deems a threat to this country out of this country. Stephen, do you want to add anything to this?
Well, they may also decide not to hear the case in October and ask for a new bill. That's something that I've been hearing and reading about as well. So let's see what happens.
It'll be interesting.
We got about an hour and 50, or not an hour. We got about a minute and 15 seconds left in this segment. I do want to ask this, and you don't have to answer this time in this segment. I want you to think about this. Whenever they proposed amnesty, whenever they're talking about, we have to have these basic open borders and everything, how do we extend rights to people that we don't know even their name?
Good question.
How do we extend rights to people that, I mean, how do we know which 11 million people that are here illegally? Have they ever been identified? So all of this stuff that these leftists seem to want to push seems to be cloaked in a shroud of anonymity. I mean, is there an easy answer for that, or is it just supposed to be, well, let's just throw this out there and let everybody see what's in it, sort of a la Nancy Pelosi? But you don't have to answer that. We got 15 seconds left, so let me do ArbalistQuarrel.com. There you can find what they write every day. You can find them at AmmoLand.com, where they're now writers and contributors as well. This is where I go for the legal expertise, because I don't have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
And here we are back again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last.
starting at under $40. Check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity. I mean, if you've already got your gun, your magazines, and your ammunition, Tactical Holsters has everything else. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. Talking to the fellas from ArborlessQuarrel.com about goings-on in the Supreme Court. But is that a question, that question I asked you, Roger, Kat, Stephen, yeah. Andrew Lee, is that a question that ever gets brought up? Because, like, with one case that they decided not to hear today, with the Peruta case, where we have an individual, Ed Peruta, who is, he was trying to find out why he can't get a gun permit in California or something to that effect, and he splits his time between Connecticut and California. I mean, how much fun can that be? But anyway, specifically, well, they turned down a petitioner that way, and we know the individual they turned down, and we know all the players involved in that. But when they get out there and they start extending rights to people that we don't know who they are, isn't... I mean, in the United States, in the Constitution, since we're all known by the various states by some way or means in which we live, how do they get away with this anonymous blanketing and gift of rights?
Well, certainly when it comes to the Second Amendment, they don't. The fact is, I did take a close look at Title 18 of the United States Code. Section 922, which deals very specifically, it's essentially the reformed National Firearms Act. And Section G deals very specifically with those individuals who are under disability. In other words, those individuals who would not be permitted under any circumstances to possess a firearm illegally in this country. And as it turns out, those individuals who are here legally, even if they're not citizens, if, for example, they have a green card, they are accounted for, which goes to your question. And as long as they're accounted for and as long as they are not under any disability, like committing a felony, which would be enough to prevent even a citizen, of course, from legally possessing a firearm, they may, assuming, of course, given the particular rigors of particular jurisdictions, deign to grant a firearm license or permit to that individual. Now, if you're dealing with illegals, then under no circumstances would they be permitted to obtain a firearm.
Well, I'm just talking about they want to have they call it immigration reform, which is amnesty, right, for the 11 million here. They just want to give them a pass.
Well, even so, Bill, to give them a pass, they would have to account for them. And you can just imagine 11 or 12 million individuals standing in line to get their Social Security number, and then they're accounted for. It's a bad deal all around, and it really encourages more people to come in under the cover of night with the idea that at some point they can come to the head of the line and say, I'm here and give me my Social Security number. I'm accounted for. I'm going to pay my taxes and everything's fine. But what does that do for those who come in illegally that have to wait, God knows, for months, if not even years, in order to become naturalized? It's simply not fair. But basically, it's supposedly a pragmatic way of dealing with an intractable problem. The problem is, though, we tend to lose sight of the fact that these 11 or 12 million individuals did not come in overnight. This was over a period of years. And if you consider, the funny thing is, and I'm not talking about Republicans, I'm talking about Democrats now. If you listen to early speeches by Bill Clinton in the early 90s and then going to 2006, you find that actually the Democrats were dead set against these illegal immigrants. In fact, they said they are a drain on our wealth, on our resources. They lower wages, making it more difficult for our own people to obtain jobs. They were dead set against this. So what changed in the space of, let's say, 2006 to 2017? They take a 180-degree about turn, and it's as if that history never even happened. It's as if they're rewriting history. Oh, the Democrats say we've always been this way. It's the right thing to do.
And, Roger, let me just interject for a second here, because one of the most important issues facing our nation right now is the question of health care. And like all important issues, we need to not lose sight over cost factors. And that is one of the things that is of concern with the health care bill. Everyone needs health care, and everyone wants the best health care that is affordable. So what this also does, the illegal immigration and all the benefits that they get as soon as they come here. And by the way, this is not just in the United States. Bill, as you mentioned previously, I travel a lot. In Buenos Aires, I went to an area where the people were telling me, wow, see all these people here, they come from Uruguay, and they come from north of South America, Bolivia, four countries. And as soon as they come here and they get pregnant, they have their babies, we have to give them all these benefits, free hospitalization, free in the form of welfare. It's a welfare type situation. And the Argentines, which don't make a lot of money, are complaining that we can't even survive ourselves. So my point is that this immigration situation also puts a burden on the United States and all of us, taxpayers, hardworking American citizens trying to just survive on a daily basis. And now with this, repeal of Obamacare and President Trump's new health care bill, no one's talking about the effect of the cost and, looking at other areas which may
be. Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break, and we need to get back on the on our tack, though, because who knows, Mr. Pacifico might be listening, so. They know what I'm talking about. We'll be right back. My guests are from Arbalest Quarrels, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAngeli. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Back again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Talking to Roger Katz and Stephen D'Andrelli from Arbalest Quarrel about these Supreme Court goings-on. Back to the subject at hand, I dragged him off course. I'm going to try to set the ship right. So, good, the president is in charge, and he can do things that presidents do all the time. That's good that they decided that was nice. They decided not to look at the Peruta case, though.
Well, that's true, and it's a big disappointment, but not without complete surprise. We have to go back in time a little bit and consider two other cases that came up before the Supreme Court on the heels of the 2008 Heller case and the 2010 McDonald case, the two seminal cases that extended, well, I should say, actually interpreted the Second Amendment as the framers would have interpreted it, and made clear that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right unconnected to one's service in a militia, and that the right of self-defense is tacitly set forth in the Second Amendment. It's understood. It doesn't have to be stated. And, of course, the McDonald case extended what was a basically a bar on the federal government, extended that to the states as well to make it clear that the states cannot infringe on one's individual right to keep and bear arms as well. Since then, if you recall, there was the Freedman case, Freedman versus the city of Highland Heights. And that was the first case that dealt with coming out of the Seventh Circuit and dealt with the issue of assault weapons, or so-called assault weapons. And basically an ordinance in the city said that a party cannot sell, give, lend, acquire, or possess assault weapons. Well, that was actually completely at odds with the Heller decision, and the Seventh Circuit that heard that case should very well have overturned that governmental action as inconsistent with the Second Amendment and also inconsistent with U.S. Supreme Court precedent. Nonetheless, it did wend its way up to the Supreme Court, and what happened was that the Supreme Court failed to accept the case on a hearing. And what your listeners should know, Bill, is that it only takes four votes for a case to be heard. And you would think that this case that was so clearly at odds with the Heller decision would have secured those four votes. Well, we know that at the time, the late eminent Justice Antonin Scalia was alive, and he and Thomas, actually Thomas wrote a comment, and they were both livid over the fact that they couldn't secure four votes. My guess is that Alito, who wrote the opinion in the McDonald case, had been the third vote. But we know damn well that we didn't get any of the liberal votes, but we couldn't have gotten as well a vote from Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, or Justice Kennedy. And that case was turned down on December 7th of 2015. Well, literally 6 months later, you had another Second Amendment case coming up. This was in June 8th of 2015. And it had to do with the idea whether an individual, and this came out of San Francisco, must keep a handgun or any firearm for that matter, locked up, unavailable for use in his own house. Well, this clearly was inconsistent with the holding in Heller, because the Supreme Court pointed out that it makes little sense to have the right of self-defense if you don't have access to your firearm. And yet you have the city and county of San Francisco deciding that, well, you know, it may be a burden, but it's not a severe burden. Well, once again, Clarence Thomas wrote a scathing dissent joined by the late Justice Scalia, and because they couldn't secure the four votes. And it was turned down. Well, that brings us up to date with Peruta. What did Peruta deal with? Well, Peruta dealt with the idea, again, with an issue that is, I think, directed to the Heller decision, because it deals with whether self-defense can be, well, the limits of self-defense, whether it only involves one's ability to defend themselves at home, or whether it involves one's ability to defend themselves in public. Well, it was unbelievable, but again, the court failed to get four votes. But what is interesting here is that Neil Gorsuch joining Justice Thomas in the comment where, once again, the court failed to take the case up. But at least we know that Gorsuch was one of the two votes that would have heard this case. But why wasn't the case taken up? And again, this is what you have to understand and what your listeners have to understand regarding all of these cases. Each of these cases would have made it very clear just how far Second Amendment extends to, and makes it very clear that the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is as great a right as the right of free speech, the right of association, the right of the right of privacy, the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. And they did not have that. And that's what the Supreme Court apparently is telling the public, that we do not wish to extend Heller. And we would be, we'd have to, based on precedent, do just that. So Peruta didn't go anywhere. The question is, what will happen with Kolbe?
Right.
And what will happen there is our last best bet, because that's another so-called assault weapon case. So we'll see.
Well, we got about a minute before this segment is over. When we get back, what I want to talk about is this news. And I saw what was happening in Twitter regarding this, but there is... This session is closing down for the Supreme Court, right? And
right.
There is rumblings out there that Kennedy is going to retire, and I want to find out what you think that means. I know what it means for the leftists. I want to know what it means on the good side, though. That's when we get back. Arbalest Quarrel, arbalestquarrel.com. You can find them at their website. They are quite prolific at Ammoland, and they are now both contributors and contributing writers there. And they take on all things in the detail that legal stuff has to be handled. For somebody like me that is a layman, it's fascinating to get out there. I always feel like I've done something, Roger, when I ask you a question you can't answer. That means I'm a deep thinker. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Purchase $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
That was a really quick hour. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality modularity, a warranty the likes of which you will never understand and probably never ever have to use. That's tacticalholsters.com. Talking to Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrilli of ArbalistQuarrel.com. Is Kennedy going to retire?
Well, that's the $100,000 question. If you do a search, you get all kinds of prognostications regarding this. I read in a Slate, which is a liberal weblog, the idea that, well, Kennedy might not resign. It might be Justice Clarence Thomas, but that's got to be really wishful thinking on the part of the left, and a real horror if that came to be. The thing we ought to keep in mind, though, is that the idea that there would be one justice and probably Kennedy who would be leaving was pretty much foreordained, I think, several months ago. It probably will come to pass, and but whether it's immediate, my guess is that we will certainly know before the court begins its next term in October. It should be a good thing because if Donald Trump does have another chance to nominate a person in the bent of Neil Gorsuch, we will be in very good straits indeed as far as the Bill of Rights goes. That, I think, really explains as well why there's been all this push about impeachment and obstruction of justice, on and on and on. What it really comes down to is that the left is absolutely livid that Merrick Garland is not sitting on the bench that in lieu of Neil Gorsuch, and the fact that the president, Trump, is definitely here to stay. And if he appoints another person in the mold of Justice Gorsuch, then I think it is my best bet that we will see another case in line with Heller. Now, what we have to consider, though, is the fact that we've got Colby. Now, the plaintiffs in that case did file for an extension of time. And what that means is that they are not requesting the court to rule on their petition for a hearing right away. And generally, in the Supreme Court as well as in the lower courts, requests for an extension of time to file a motion are routinely granted if it's the first time. If it's a second time, I don't know. But I would hope and pray that the petitioners would file a petition, actually a request for an extension of time, a second extension, and hope that by the time the court reconvenes in October, they will have a full complement. Kennedy will be gone, and we will have definitely another party sitting on the bench in the mold of Thomas, Gorsuch, and Scalia. If that's the case, then any Second Amendment case that comes up will be sure to have three votes, and it'd be my guess that Alito would be the fourth. And if it's the Colby case, well, that's what we're hoping for, because right. Then we will, for once and for all, because what we're really talking about with assault weapons, so-called assault weapons, I say, which is just a political term of ours, is really an attempt by the anti-gun groups to do away with semi-automatic firearms. And because once this thing gains hold, and this is the real fear, this is the real fear of the court, including people like Roberts and Kennedy, that they would be forced to argue that so-called assault weapons, which are really semi-automatics, to fall within the core of the Second Amendment, because these are firearms that are used for self-defense. In that regard, let me just read one thing that Justice Thomas wrote at the end of his comment in Peruta. He said that the court has not heard argument in a Second Amendment case in over 7 years, since March 2, 2010, in McDonald versus Chicago. Since that time, we have heard argument, for example, roughly 35 cases where the question presented turned on the meaning of the First Amendment, and 25 cases that turned on the meaning of the Fourth. This discrepancy is inexcusable, especially given how much less developed our jurisprudence is with respect to the Second Amendment as compared to our jurisprudence with the First and Fourth. For those of us who work in marble halls, guarded constantly by a vigilant and dedicated police force, the guarantees of the Second Amendment might seem antiquated and superfluous, but the framers made a clear choice. They reserved to all Americans the right to bear arms for self-defense. I do not think we should stand by idly while a state denies its citizens that right, particularly when their very lives may depend on it. I respectfully dissent. And I think that says it all. And we'll just have to wait and see.
Thomas is just the gift that keeps on giving, isn't he? I mean, everybody talks about Scalia. As far as I'm concerned, and we got about 2 minutes left here. I like the Heller decision, but the Heller decision left a lot of doors hanging open. I sort of wish that Thomas, who seems a little, he seems to have a little more attention to detail.
Yeah, but let me respond to that, though, Bill. And
you got a minute and a half. Go.
Okay. Basically, what Scalia, and who joined with Thomas, said, and was either in the Friedman comment or in a Jackson comment, was that Heller represented, in fact, to the right here, this was Friedman versus Highland Park. But Heller, all right, we explain in Heller that since the case represented this court's first in-depth examination of the Second Amendment, one should not expect it to clarify the entire field. And yet, that's what how the Circuit Court of Appeals in the Fourth and the Second, the Seventh, the Ninth get around this. Basically, the Supreme Court only decides issues very, very narrowly. That's what it does. And quite frankly, if it was more expansive, there might have been a very real problem whether the Heller decision would have been decided in the way that it was. Let's face it, Scalia and Thomas, they're not anyone's fools. They're not just legal scholars, but they think logically and politically and pragmatically. But they knew that this was the first case coming down the pipe. And that's the whole thing. You see, right now, the reticence of these other conservative justices to expand on the Heller case. But I think it's just a matter of time.
The bottom line is they wanted to get something rather than nothing, and nothing was available at the time.
Right.
That's fair, yeah.
Right. Well, we will watch and see. When will we know about Kennedy?
Well, I say probably, if not in July, I would say August. Before they go off on their summer break, I think it would be pretty quickly, though.
We'll see. We'll see. If that might be something we talk about next week. I'm going to prepare some in-depth questions for you fellas for next week. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
You're welcome.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.